here's adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Vamano.
The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Beyond the Frontier. In the early West, the frontier town of Black Rock in the Desolation Mountain area was the jumping-off place for California through a vast desert wilderness. Such men as left Black Rock headed west traveled in wagon trains, for in the gloomy mountains lurked bandit bands under command of the deadly and ruthless Drew Caliph. For a single wagon to attempt the trip meant the almost certain death of the owner. Which was why the famous Cisco Kid and his faithful companion Pancho, who chanced to be in Black Rock at the time, stopped short and stared as...
Pancho, do you see what I see?
Pancho, see a señorita, Cisco. Pancho, see the señorita drive those mules.
The wagon is headed for the western end of this campground. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, loco, come on. We follow the wagon, Cisco?
I am curious to know if the señorita is planning to start out through the desert alone with that outfit.
Oh, oh! Señorita stop the mule, Cisco.
Probably to make camp for the night. Oh, Diablo,
oh. Oh, look, oh, now, slow down, slow, slow.
Your pardon, señorita. May I ask if you are traveling west by yourself?
That's none of your business, stranger.
You are quite right that it is not. Except that desert country out there is infested with banditos. It would be wise to do your alone.
Thanks for the advice, stranger, but I don't need it and I don't want it. Now be on your way before I turn loose with this bullwhip.
No, you got the bullwhip too, señorita. And Pancho good with the bullwhip. Pancho show you how to... That come too close, señorita.
The next one will come closer. Get up on that horse of yours and vamoose, pronto.
Come, Pancho. It was not polite of us even to speak to the señorita.
Oh, you just want to help the señorita.
Come, Chico.
Chico, Chico. Adios, señorita.
Hasta la vista, señorita. Up, Diablo, come on.
Oh, hello, come on now. That señorita is not a friendly señorita, Cisco.
Oh, we cannot blame her for that, Pancho.
I know.
After all, she does not know us. But regardless, we cannot let her start out across that desert alone, if that is her plan. For the time being, at least, we will stay nearby.
The señorita still set out by her campfire, Cisco.
Si. I would like to know why she is going to make that trip.
If she make the trip.
I believe she is going to. She must have heard about the bandido Drew Caliph. She must have heard that he is a cold-blooded killer and robber.
She goes just the same, no?
We can tell more about that in the morning, Pancho. But from the looks of things, I... Wait.
Wait?
An hombre is sneaking around to the back of her wagon, Pancho.
Uh-oh.
Come, let us walk over there. Quietly, so he will not see us.
The señorita see the hombre now.
Here, you get away from that wagon!
You stop here for the moment, Pancho.
Sure. Sure thing, ma'am. Nice little outfit you got here in this wagon.
Start moving.
Answer me one question. Who's all that mining equipment going to?
This is my answer to hombres like you!
She hit him with the bullwhip, Cisco.
Why, you little spitfire, I'll teach you to hit guy dicks with a whip.
Oh, let go of me! Take your hands off me, you...
Give me that whip!
Let the señorita alone, hombre.
Who says so?
I say so.
And maybe you'd rather have me come after you.
Oh, fight with the wrong hombre now, hombre. Cisco takes you to pieces in no time, no?
Not feel like fighting. But since you insist, hombre, I will oblige you. Now, hombre, do as the señorita said. Get out of here, fast.
Do like Cisco said too, hombre.
I know you, Cisco kid. And I won't forget this.
On your way, hombre.
Tough looking hombre. Tough as Pancho see for a long time.
He called himself Guy Dix.
Ooh.
You'll remember that name, Pancho. In fact, I've heard it before somewhere. I cannot think just where.
So you're the Cisco kid?
Si, señorita.
I've heard of you. I suppose everybody out here has. I also suppose I'm obliged to you for the help. You know, I've been thinking over your suggestion, Cisco, that I go out with a wagon train. Is there a train going out the first thing in the morning?
No, senorita. Not according to what I hear. But a train is making up to leave day after tomorrow.
I can't wait that long. My wagon is loaded with supplies for my father, food and mining equipment, and I want to get them to him.
Well, then perhaps you will not mind if Pancho and I ride escort with you.
Oh, it's not necessary. I'm not afraid of bandits. As you may have noticed, I'm pretty handy with a bullwhip. I'm equally handy with guns.
I do not doubt that, senorita. But one cannot hold out against many. Pancho and I will go with you.
All right, stop right there.
Oh, it's me, Drew. Guy Dix.
Oh, come on in, Dix. How'd you make out in Black Rock? Any wagon trains heading out this way?
Yeah, one's starting tomorrow morning, Drew. Now, here's something you'll want to know about. There's a lone wagon out on the trail now, heading west.
A lone wagon?
Yeah, driven by a girl.
No.
Wagon's carrying mining equipment, Drew.
California bound, huh?
I don't think so. It's traveling too light for California. Way I figure is that equipment's going to somebody around here, in this neck of the woods.
Ah, we'll look into it, Dix. Anything else?
You ever hear of the Cisco kid?
Did I ever hear about him? Why, that sidewinder, if I ever get a chance to fill him full of lead...
They tell me Cisco was responsible for your brother going to prison, Drew.
That's right. Go on, what about Cisco?
And Cisco and his partner are riding escort with that wagon.
Just the two of them?
Yeah. I watched him start out this morning, then I headed for here at a full gallop.
So Cisco's coming this way, huh? Tell the boys to saddle up, Dix. We're riding to meet him.
Did you find out the senorita's name yet, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. The senorita finally unbent enough to tell me her name is Sarah Harkless.
Sarah Harkless? Oh, dear, good name, Cisco. You think the bandito Drew Caleb keeps the lookout?
I'm almost certain he does, Chico. At least he has ways and means of knowing about any wagons coming this way.
There, tracks of a horse now, Cisco. Cross our path ahead, no?
Well, we'll stop and have a look at that track, Pancho.
Uh-huh.
Un momento, senorita, if you please. Hold on, hold on.
Hold on, hold on, hold
on. All right, Cisco, pull over.
Whoever the horseman was, he was traveling fast. That is apparent, even from here.
You want to get somewhere?
He's heading up into those mountains. Pancho, the rider of this horse may have been that Dix hombre.
Yeah, it might be, Cisco.
Of course, of course. Now I remember him. He used to be the right-hand man for Drew Caleb. By now, he has reported to him that this wagon is on the trail. Look up at those cliffs, Pancho.
Right there.
Santos, there's a flash of sunlight on metal.
Oh, they wait for us already, Cisco.
Si. Senorita, we are going to change our course. Instead of taking the trail along the foot of the cliffs, we'll cut across the desert toward those few trees and that waterhole there.
We'll do nothing of the kind, Cisco.
Senorita, right now there are bandidos in those cliffs, waiting to open fire.
I don't see any bandits. And even if I did, I'm not afraid of them.
You think Cisco afraid of them? You're wrong, senorita.
I'm not going to argue with you. Neither am I going to let you risk and perhaps lose your life. Head those mules towards the trees, senorita.
Giddy up, boys.
Senorita, keep going to the cliffs, Cisco.
We'll see about that, Pancho. You lead Diablo.
What are you doing?
Give me the reins, senorita. We're going to head towards those trees in the waterhole, where, if necessary, we'll have some chance to stand off the bandidos. Give me those reins.
You can be detestable, can't you? Here, take them.
Gracias. Hop, come on. Ja, ja.
Yeah, they stopped, Drew.
Most likely just to rest them mules and their horses. All right, now, here's what we'll do, boys. We'll surround them, understand? Now, I don't want no shooting done, because I don't want to take a chance on Cisco being killed till after he knows who's got him.
You want him took prisoners, eh?
That's right. I'll tend to Cisco and that fat one myself after we take him.
Hey, Drew, look.
Huh?
That wagon's changed direction. It's heading for that water hole.
Well, we got to stop them before they get there. All right, come on, boys. Let's get our horses. You, Dix.
Eh? Yeah.
Listen, you ride to the west and keep out of sight. Then leave your horse and walk back through the brush in the creek bed to that water hole. That is, if they get there.
And then what, Drew?
Get Cisco.
I thought you said you...
Get Cisco. He's a dead shot, and if he gets undercover, somebody will have to get him before he guns down every last one of us.
Sure, Drew. It'll be a pleasure. I can't tell you how much of a pleasure it'll be.
Not come down from the cliff yet, Cisco?
No, and I don't think any bandits will. Cisco has a very vivid imagination.
You mean you think there are no bandidos up there, senorita?
I doubt it very, very much. Now, if you'll kindly give me back the rein, Cisco, we'll go back on the trail again.
Here they come, Cisco.
Look now, senorita.
But I just looked. Oh, goodness.
See, those hombres are well mounted and well armed. We'd be lucky indeed if we can get to the shelter of those trees in time. Up there, ha!
Hola, bababo! Come on, Diablo! Let's try to cut us off, Cisco. Going to be a close race.
Most certainly is. Go, mules. Out, back, back.
Hola, come on, Diablo. Bullets come close to Pancho, Cisco.
Well, let's give those banditos a shot or two. Just to make them keep their distance.
See, Cisco. And that makes them think, Cisco.
I'll take a rifle. That'll make them think even more.
Hold your fire. We are just about to the shelter of those trees.
My goodness. We're all right now.
Hola, ho, ho. Down, Pancho. Those bandidos are going to fight Indian fashion. If you stay flat down as they ride past, they will only be wasting their ammunition.
Yes, Cisco.
But I sure ain't gonna be wasting my ammunition, Cisco.
Hey, behind you, amigo, behind you from the trees.
Look out, Cisco.
It's a dick, hombre.
I'm getting you, Cisco, right now.
And the gunman, Guy Dix, fired point blank at Cisco from a distance of only a few feet. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid and our exciting story, Beyond the Frontier. Learning that the young woman, Sarah Harkless, was making the trip alone out into the bandit-infested desert with supplies and mining equipment for her father, Cisco decided that he and Pancho would ride escort. Sarah objected strenuously, but to no avail. Attacked in the desert by Drew Caliph's bandits, Cisco, Pancho, and the girl took refuge among several trees at a waterhole. Almost immediately, one of the bandits, who had come up the dry creek bed, appeared behind Cisco, raised his .44, and fired. Now...
Santos.
Look out, Cisco, he fired again.
This time I won't miss.
Too bad for you, Pandit. I did not stay where you aimed.
Get him, Cisco.
That is my plan, senorita, if I can make it work.
And now we see something, senorita. Cisco, make the plan work.
I'll keep watch down by the creek bed, Cisco. There may be others coming up that way.
Good idea, senorita. Now, as for you, hombre, first of all, I'll take that gun. I'll do my best to knock you out like this.
Cisco, all the bandidos ride this way.
Si, Pancho. Stay down. You too, senorita. Down behind that log. They will open fire in another second.
All right, boys, open up. Let them have it.
Cisco, the guy digs bandido gone.
So he has. He must have run back down the creek bed while our attention was taken with those other bandidos.
Those others have gone too, and I don't think they'll come back. Do you, Cisco?
Drew Caliph does not give up this easily. And if he knows I am here, he will never give up.
Well, Dix, did you get the Cisco Kid?
No, I didn't get him, Drew. I swear I don't know what the trouble was. I had a bead right on him.
Did the gun misfire?
Nope, it didn't. I just plain missed Cisco. You know, Drew, most always I'm a mighty good shot. But this time I felt ahead of time I was going to miss him, and sure as blazes I did.
Go on, then what?
Then Cisco jumped me and we had a fist fight.
And your face sure looks like it.
Yeah, he landed a lucky punch. He knocked me down, and just about then you and the boys rode by, and while they was busy with you, I got away.
Was any of them hit by our bullets?
I didn't wait to find out. But up to then, they wasn't. At least they didn't show it.
Probably wasn't. We're just wasting our ammunition pouring it into them trees.
You ain't gonna quit, are you, Drew?
No, I ain't gonna quit. I'm gonna... Hey, wait a minute here. You told me there was mining equipment in that wagon, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. Mining equipment for operations somewhere around these diggings, I'd judge.
Yeah. Might not do any harm if I was to ride over to that waterhole and have a talk with Cisco and that girl.
You crazy, Drew?
Don't talk to me like that. Unless you want to get into plenty of trouble.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't even get within talking distance where they'd gun you down, just like that.
No, they wouldn't. I hate that Cisco kid like poison. But he'll honor a flag of truce. And I'll ride over there under a flag of truce.
Maybe it'll be all right. But, Drew...
Yeah?
What are you going to talk to him about?
I'll figure that out on the way over. If you want to come with me, come ahead.
What are they doing now, Cisco?
You can be certain of one thing. That Drew Caleb will be back here one way or another.
Yeah, that Drew Caleb a bad hombre. As bad a hombre as we ever see.
It's bad enough having them try to kill us. But I'm thankful they don't know where my father's mine is.
From what you say, Senorita, I judge that the mine is not far away.
It's just over the next range of mountains to the west, Cisco. Up in some secluded canyon. Dad was to meet me at the foot of the mountain.
Look, Cisco, what does bandidos do now?
Well, two of them are riding this way.
They ride slow.
One of them is holding up a white cloth on a stick.
Now, just what can that mean? Ordinarily, it'd mean surrender, but...
Not in this case, Senorita. There's no earthly reason why Drew Caleb, with all the bandidos at his command, would surrender to the three of us. Not when he has us surrounded.
He just wanted to talk.
See, but watch for treachery every moment, Pancho. Uh-huh. Keep your guns handy. They will see what they want. You, Caleb, that is near enough. Stop your horses. What is the meaning of that white cloth?
Well, we want to talk to you, Cisco. To the three of you.
And don't be scared. We won't hurt you.
Shut up, Dix.
Not nobody scared of you, hombre.
Quieto, Pancho. Very well, Caleb. Ride in. But remember this. Reach for a gun and you will wish you had not.
Yeah.
Where'd you get the black eye, hombre?
Shut up.
You get
right
the black
there
eye.
Will do, Caleb. Now, what do you want?
Well, Cisco, reckon you know it's only a matter of time before my boys can take you.
I admit nothing of the kind.
But you know it just the same. So I'll strike a bargain with you. Let the girl tell me where she's taking that mining equipment to, and she can go free. Yeah. The fat one can go free, too.
The fat one not go free without Cisco.
You, Cisco, will be my prisoner.
That is quite a proposition, hombre.
Not do that, Cisco. Pancho go with you.
Un momento. There's a rider to the west of us coming this way.
He ride the mule.
Where? Oh, good heavens, that's Dad.
Your father. But why does he ride this way?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps he got the time of our meeting wrong and worried about me. Oh, what is he doing over there?
Hey, Drew, look.
Yeah. I just heard you say that's your dad, ma'am. I reckon that kind of changes my plans. Come on, Dix. We'll go meet the young lady's pa. Yeah!
Pancho, you stay here with the senorita.
Where'd you go, Cisco?
I am going to help the senorita's father. Those bandidos capture him. They'll make him tell the location of his mine. Then they will kill him.
Pancho, stay with the senorita if you say, Cisco. But Pancho would like to help you, too.
You go with Cisco, Pancho. Hmm? I'm all right. I have a rifle and a revolver and plenty of ammunition.
You had better stay right here, Chico.
Diablo!
Pancho, nothing to what to do. Cisco say stay, and the senorita say go.
Pancho, you guard the senorita well. Up, Diablo, come on.
Hey, watch it, Drew. Cisco's riding. He's cutting across in front of us to reach that hombre first.
Yeah, we'll see about that.
Yeah!
A race is what they want, Diablo. A race is what they will get. Up there, Diablo. We are going to beat them easily. But they stop. Now they turn back toward the waterhole. Oh, them. Ho. Santos. All of Caleb's bandidos are converging upon that waterhole. We will see who comes out of this, the winner. Ah, Diablo. Here, here, here.
Stay back, Cisco. I'm warning you. Stay back.
No, Diablo. Here,
there. I'll get Cisco through with this gun.
Not if I can shoot that gun out of your hand, only. Ah, I made good luck, I did. Now for you, Drew. Come down off that horse.
By thunder, I'll get you for this, Cisco. I'll kill you with my bare hand.
One thing to say, Bandito, but quite another thing to do.
Why, you sidewinder, Cisco.
Stand up, Kenneth.
No more fighting. Not with you.
There will be no more fighting, hombre. Not if you do exactly what I say.
Hey, easy. Get that gun out of my ribs.
That gun will stay right there. Tell that henchman of yours to call off the attack on mi compañero and the señorita.
I don't know.
Quick, my patience is running out.
Hey, you, Dex.
I helped you, Drew, but my hand's still numb where Cisco shot the gun out of it.
Never mind that. Call off the boys.
What?
That's what I said. Call them off.
No. By thunder, I got another gun here.
You mean you had another gun?
Blast it all, now this other hand's numb, too.
Get over that, Dex. Tell the boys to quit that shooting, or else they'll have me to reckon with.
All right. Here. All right, you hombres. Hold that shooting. Drew says to cut it out.
It is well, Caleb. Now, this gun stays in your back until we get out of here safely with you as our prisoner. So be very careful to tell your bandidos exactly what I tell you to tell them, if you wish to remain alive. And I think you do.
I'm awfully glad Cisco insisted on coming along, Dad.
So am I, daughter. I should have written you to take the long roundabout trail to my mine. And you wouldn't have had that bandit trouble.
As it happens, Senor Harkless, it turned out all right.
It turned out for the best, for it allowed you to capture that bandit, Cisco.
I was the one who made the mistake in riding back over the mountain to find out what had become of Sarah. Anyway, I'm 1,000 times obliged to you, Cisco.
Yes, and so am I.
It was a pleasure for Pancho and me to do what we could to help. Also, it gave us a chance to see this mine of yours, Senor.
Well, that reminds me. I better be getting to work with the new equipment. Join me whenever you feel like it, Cisco.
Gracias, senor.
Cisco, I've a confession to make.
Si, senorita?
I intended all the time to swing north at Black Rock and take the roundabout trail to avoid the desperados. But when you seemed to think I meant to drive on through the desert, well, I knew you'd insist on going along as an escort, so...
Oh, I see. Well, as I said before, it turned out all right, senorita, but it might not have.
Let's not think of that. Let's just think instead of how I'm going to express my gratitude to you.
And may I ask just how you are going to express your gratitude?
You may. Like this. Cisco.
Oh, senorita.
Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
It's good work you do, Cisco. Break up that gang of bandidos. We not got to worry about the gang no more.
Oh, not on such a night as this, Chico. Just look at that big moon. It makes the night almost as bright as day.
Pancho likes to ride on a night like this. But, Chico, tell Pancho.
Tell you what, amigo?
How far to that moon?
How far to the moon?
To the moon? How far? How far?
Well, I do not know exactly, Pancho, but I believe it is about 240,000 miles to the moon.
Right from this place where we are?
See? Right from this very place.
That's a long way, Cisco.
It was a very long way.
But Pancho can tell you how many balls of string it takes to reach the moon.
You can tell me how many balls of string it takes to reach the moon?
See, how many?
Oh, but that is impossible, Pancho.
Pancho tells you, Cisco.
Very well, then. Tell me, how many balls of string does it take to reach to the moon.
One ball of the string.
One?
See, just one. If the string long enough...
Oh, Pancho.
Oh, Cisco. Up, loco. Go down, loco.
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of The Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.